Okay, I'm gonna start sharing security camera videos. And I mean, this has been nonstop since purchasing this house several years ago. Something didn't feel right when moved in. It's really thick, heavy energy. And people who are very sensitive to stuff like this, I know I have been my whole life. At the point of my journey, I'm not afraid to talk about any of this. And you'll always have skeptics, you'll have people who think, oh, that's crazy and that. I'm sorry. I can't manipulate these voices. This is not my voice. I don't have young children. But it's not the first house I lived in that things have happened. Property resided before this one, the last place I really truly could call home. Until you, who's listening, started problems. Yeah, you started problems because you didn't want to see me happy, because you were struggling with your own. Underneath your own roof. You didn't know how to, per trauma therapist, how to take what was going on and focus in on therapy and solutions to your problems and your own relations. And instead, you projected it, which is a top form of narcissism. And narcissistic people never apologize, and you still haven't. I read a letter you sent me. I found cleaning things out and it fell out of the box. And I was like, wow, imagine that. And it says, you can't always expect apologies from people, Kimberly, but you just got to move on. I have, really, I have. I've made peace with good therapy, damn good therapy, peace and closure for me. Not for you, but for me. Peace for me and closure. But a good soul and good human being, an adult, apologizes. But I realized you're too much into your ego. In your head to apologize, and you feel you're too good to apologize. But I read that letter. I still have it. I still have the letters. I have emails printed out. But these are voices. I have a security camera in the house because I have Lucky Kitty. She has heart failure, and it's genetic. And she's on two different meds. She's retaining a lot of fluid, and they have to drain it. I take her to the vet every so often. So I put the camera in the living room because she sleeps in the living room with me, and just to make sure if something happens, and she. Gets up or moves, or it's, sometimes they'll get sick and start coughing and they kind of need help to ease a cough. The security camera will kick on and it'll kick on my phone and wake up. But instead, security camera's kicking on and it's alerting my phone. And this is literally what I'm waking up to. I've always said this house holds a lot of energy. And going into deep, I mean, really going deep into the history of this area in such a little, small, lazy, small town, it's not just all the floods throughout many generations, but as well as a lot of those from the Civil War would pass through this area in different wars. And there was actually an amputee hospital where they made prosthetics and things for soldiers and soldiers that came in town and with their families, and there was little places for them to stay. And this house in this area and that, let's just face it, things get built over time on top of where there used to be old grounds, old stomping grounds, and not just for hospitals, but all sorts of different aspects of the war. Just hospitals and places to stay and keep soldiers safe and their families and where they pass through. And I mean, it literally sits on part of a larger part of grounds where a civil war and the soldiers came through and a couple of different wars. So is it really surprising that really things that happen from many times ago, many years ago, with wars and that the energy still stays in within the grounds? No. I mean, if you look at things in a whole different perspective and open your mind, is it really surprising? No. Does things like this happen? Yes. Do people experience things like this? Well, yeah. But two people are too afraid to really talk about it because you got the skeptics that go, oh my God, they're nuts, they're crazy, really happening. I can't make this stuff up. I'm sorry. I don't have any young children. And this same gentleman, the two videos, I'm gonna do back to back, three videos now. And this is just like within a week time, week's time. It's the same gentleman. It's just he's more soft spoken in one video than the other. I like sharing what I experienced, because for people who are skeptics, it really makes people open their minds up to understand that things can be to point to not be able to be explainable, can't explain it, but really you can. I mean, it makes perfect sense if you really take time to dig into the history. I mean, really, really take the deep-rooted history and take time to research. When you experience things and see where it's happening and if it's at your home, like, at my house, like what's going on here, these videos, that same gentleman's voice has been one to cuss Eric out at least three times. in the back of the property security cameras. So is it surprising to hear him inside? His voice outside is very aggressive and angry towards Eric, but the soft-spoken side, and I sleep, you know, on the couch in the living room, the soft-spoken side inside the house where I'm sleeping, is it surprising? No. He feels a certain way towards Eric. I mean, it's not the first voice to come across that was very aggressive towards Eric, but the more of a soft-spoken side. I believe the one video he's saying goodbye to Snorio walking into the kitchen. But I don't know. The young boy, I remember going to a old estate, and I just am a history buff, and I loved visiting old historic sites, especially the beauty of these old buildings that they preserve and they keep, you know, and they keep as much as they can, the original part of the house and buildings. And this was a place where the owner was a white couple, and they housed slaves to protect the slaves back in the days, you know, and especially the children. The families would keep their children there. And the innkeeper in that talked to and felt comfortable enough to share what him and his wife experienced and their young son. And I'll have to share it. I know I shared bits and pieces of it, but really not everything, you know. But it validated what he experienced since being an innkeeper at that house, very old house. And what I experienced going there, I was able to pick up on cameras and recordings, and that validated what he had experienced all along. It was almost like a sigh of relief when finally, you know, just going around and having the free range of the house and picking up things, and an old cellar that had been locked up and was like boarded up, and they didn't know existed until a couple of their painters and companies that came in to help with a little bit of remodeling found this old door and pried it open, and they were afraid to go in. They felt something. These are people that were skeptics and believe in that stuff, and they wouldn't go in. And it was the first time that somebody actually walked in and asked if I would want to walk in that old cellar. I did. Some of the most incredible video footage I've ever experienced in my life of a young boy throwing pebbles, you know, and admiring the reflectors and night reflectors on gym shoes I had. And realizing these, sometimes they say you can bring spirit with you. They can leave one property and travel. I believe that. This, you know, these are children who probably passed away in that cellar, and it was boarded up. Do I believe spirit can sometimes get stuck? Certainly. Opening that cellar and keeping it open, we had kept in contact for months after, until they had moved back to the original hometown after he actually did work on this old historic property. And he had contacted me and said, we're leaving. I told him to leave that door open now. The energy shifted in the kitchen. There wasn't strange things happening. Glasses being broke, some really crazy things. I'm constantly feeling like somebody was in the kitchen in the early morning when he would make breakfast for those staying. It was a bed and breakfast at the property, and it just completely changed. The whole energy shifted because they're able to keep that door open and allow, you know, when people are going to be skeptics, I'm sorry, but I'm just going to say it felt like a child was stuck in there. Obviously, he passed away inside this old cellar, and these were old, really old medicine bottles and things that were like, I mean, the ground is so old, but you could see them. And I told him, just keep everything in there, you know. That was a crazy experience. But I truly believe that young spirit followed me out. Because back in the property, Ohio, is one time I'll never forget. And I was renting the house. And we agreed with the owner that when he was ready to sell, he was going to sell it to me. Well, that's you who's listening to this. You intervened and caused problems with my right to a happy home. And you caused problems, and you created a lot of, well, I'm going to say bullshit, okay, without me knowing until after the point. And the owner just flipped on a dime and acted really strange towards me. But I had this individual, same one, going to my doctors and that, and causing just a lot of problems and uplifting my whole life. You changed my whole life. That's the truth. You know, I forgive, make peace for me. But I am not ever going to forget what you did. And I hope every night when you sleep, you remember. And throughout the day, you remember for the rest of your life things that you did that were never okay, that were downright past the point of cruel. And that comes from higher people who are not involved, are not connected, don't know you, don't know me. But they're licensed, trained professionals and legal counsel and judges, and it was never okay what you did for many years. But there's a door to a basement, it literally locked. Took the door handle off on both sides, that door still would not unlock. It literally felt like somebody was on the other side of it, pulling it to where you couldn't open it and playing around, like somebody holding the door shut. When this young, I believe, spirit, I don't know what else to say, was throwing pebbles and caught on camera, I have still to this day have found pebbles at the bottom right in front of my feet in many different scenarios and times. And I always pick them up because I know it has to be him. I have no other explanation. I have a jar I keep them in. I truly believe this young kid followed back and is a playful spirit and literally was holding that door shut because I had the owner of that property. I literally had to call them and say, listen, I can't get this door unlocked to the basement. I mean, it has to be unlocked. Otherwise, you're going outside through the storm doors, having to go down the basement. They came to the house, and they're a very religious person, to say the least. They didn't really have much to say except for the facial expression was completely white as a ghost and in shock of, why is this door not opening? They took the doorknob off, still couldn't get it open. It was like something invisible, literally. As they said, it's like somebody's literally holding this door shut. In my mind, I'm thinking they are. After they left, I remember telling Eric, he went outside and I said, let's try this again. Go outside, go through the storm door. You have to go back down the basement, go up the stairs. And I said, I want you to try again because I have a feeling that this little kid who came from this location is playing games and holding the door shut. When he went outside, I said, hey, listen, I know you're closing this door and you're holding this shut, but you got to let it open now, okay? Games are over because I got to get downstairs to do the wash. So could you please just let go of the door? I had my hand on that handle when I said it, and this is no joke. I mean, not just myself, but the owner witnessed this. And kid, literally, as Eric was coming up the steps, I felt the pull of the handle release. And I told Eric, go ahead and open the doorknob. Open the door, turn the knob. He turned the knob, the door opened. No problem. I called the owner and told him. And he said, that's the strangest thing I've ever seen. I can't explain it. I don't understand. He was so dumbfounded. Like, to witness something firsthand, to not be able to explain it. And that door just, I know. And my heart's to hearts, and I don't care what anybody ever says. You're never going to tell me otherwise. Is that kid, and I definitely believe spirit remains, held that door shut and was playing games. Is the next day I found a pebble by my feet in the basement. So I know it was him. But this is not like the first. I've had things like this have happened my whole life since I was a young kid. It's not a joke. It started with my bedroom and things that had happened that weren't pleasant that I couldn't explain because I was young, you know? I was, what, 5, 6 years old, couldn't explain it. But then when I got older and just opened my mind to realize, hey, listen, what I'm going through has got to be a gift to something that other people normally don't go through and that I have to embrace what I'm going through. And as I got older, I had talked to people and people who had children and their children were doing things that could not be explained, that they would not know unless they were connecting with deceased loved ones. A cousin who has a daughter who I believe is the gift of the generation. And as a great mother, she just embraces what her daughter sees and hears and she relays to her and her husband. Has always been, as she says, started at a young age of 5 and has been a gift. There is no other way to explain it, but you'll have the skeptics. People who go through this, share what you go through, share your story. I believe it's there to share with others. I mean, you have to open your mind, folks. And this is not just because it's Halloween. I've talked about things like this that I experienced. I've experienced a lot. I used to say unexplainable, but no, it's not. It's easily explained. Every generation has someone within the bloodline that's able to connect and has a special gift. I'm not the one that's just say this. There's other people that have believed it, and clergy has believed this as well. A pastor and a priest have believed this as well. It's what I have experienced is real. We always have the skeptics, so that's fine. But I mean, I'll never forget. I mean, even Eric's like, could never forget the doorknob because it was absolutely, as he said, it was the craziest thing. You literally could feel somebody holding that door. And you're pulling, you could kind of feel give a little bit, but they're holding that door shut, but there's nobody on their side. But there was, there really was. That child, that little boy's definitely was on the other side of the door, but just tells you. But these videos, I mean, you can't. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, folks, you know? But when you really experience things like this, instead of questioning and, you know, being scared or spooked, which you, nobody should ever be scared or spooked. I mean, scared and spooked was growing up and having these very, very dark, 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 dark silhouettes, shadows. So I wouldn't say shadows. I don't know what to call them. Sorry, I'm going to say spirit. Of multiple connected of family or loved ones or husband or wife and children. And that starting at the age that I was at, of between 5 and 6 that I can recall. And that was dark. That was still, I believe, 100% without a shadow of a doubt, spirit. But these are of things that happen to people that, like I said, there's some parts of it. I'm still not comfortable. That's the flip side. But that was the only negative I've ever experienced in my life. But that held a good chunk of my younger days. It's not normal for a young child to be so spooked. I'm gonna say spooked, that once I felt I could get up, some people call it night terrors where you can't even move in your bed. I don't believe it's called night terrors. What I didn't know of who they were was validated when I got older and I talked to people. And I had talked to veterans and they even validated what I was experiencing, and I kind of knew, but it's not normal for a young child to, you wake up and a young child's sleeping on the floor next to your bed. And consistently, that's not normal. But there was things that I'd gone through during that time period, even up into my teenage years, that wasn't normal. But when I started embracing and taking the time to understand what I was being told and what part I played was just for someone to apologize for somebody else and say, I'm sorry, you know, and to allow closure for many, many, many people which had passed, which I, not a shadow of doubt, souls, who I believe are stuck. But for whatever reason, I believe sometimes the soul gets stuck when people pass. Whether they die instantly, they weren't ready, or they didn't see it coming, or whatever situation between earth and between, you know, heaven, but there's also a hell. I believe that is souls can sometimes get stuck. And why is there one in every generation? I have never seen two in every generation have a gift to be able to see and connect, experience things that the normal society of the high percentage don't, or if they do, they get so spooked or they're afraid to talk about it or whatnot, you know? I don't know. You know, I'm just, nothing I'm saying is made up. It's all truth. But, you know, this is, you know, I'll put the three videos back to back, but these are the voices and they're clear as day. And it's not just inside the house, it's outside the property. But this isn't the first property. You know? There's always been something, somewhere, somehow. And it doesn't faze me anymore. And I just accept it as, like I say, my life to me is now, I wish I would have looked at it this way many, many, many years ago, is life is like a blueprint and it's literally laid out for you. And There's a lot in majority. You have no, I don't believe you have no any control at all over your life and things that happen. I believe that it's just that way. And if you look at life that way, instead of feeling sorry for yourself or complaining or questioning or letting it get to you emotionally, and if you really just sit back and think, okay, and look at it differently, is this is a blueprint. And there's a lot of things with the blueprint, and maybe all of it, you know, you're not going to be able to alter the course of life and how things are going to turn out. There's a lot of life that you're going to have no control over. For whatever reason, that's just the way it is. If you accept it, life will be so much easier for you. If I had learned to accept it and look at things differently many, many eons ago, it would have been so much easier for me. People's behavior, decisions, the way things happen, people that are hurtful, what you experience with your health, what you experience with loss, whatever situation. If you look at your life as this is a blueprint and you were put on earth for a purpose, and we all figure out what our purpose is, whether we're here now or afterlife, you know, if you realize and come to understand there's a purpose for things that happen and just accept it, that's the blueprint of life. I promise you life will be so much easier. There's a lot of things in life you go through, and I've realized with myself that don't sit back and try to analyze and explain, because you're not going to be able to explain it. There's things that happen that aren't fair. They're not fair at all. But instead of questioning if it's fair or not, it's just accept that this is just the way that life is. And, you know, here moving forward, there's going to be a lot that happens that's out of your control. But it's so much easier if you just accept, you know, that life is the way it is, and everybody and their lives are different, you know, and the blueprints, I believe, are all, which they are, completely different. But if you just accept, you know, that that's how it is, life, I'm telling you, wish I would have learned this many eons ago, life will be so much easier and simpler for you, because for me, it's brought peace. It's brought closure, but most importantly, it's brought acceptance. But I'm not afraid of, for whatever reason, I was given a gift to be able to sense and feel and see things, experience things that people just don't experience. But really, how many people really do? But they're just too afraid to speak up, you know? I'm going to talk about the movie I saw last night. It was a really great movie. I have not seen a movie. I had to think about this in 9 years. It was the last time I saw a movie was in Ohio. I never look for movies. I never go and see, like, okay, what movies play in theater? I'm not a movie theater person. I would rather watch at home when it comes out. I've always been that way. Those who've known me from my past know I've never been a theater person sitting at the movie theater. Why I was drawn to this movie. Those who do PR with the production company Angel Productions contacted me online, asked if I was going to see a movie, I was willing to do a review. Okay. When I do the podcast next, this is all going to make sense, because something really incredible happened during the movie. And at the end of the movie, I realized there was a reason for the reason that was why I was drawn to this movie and why all of it made sense. And I didn't go alone, but let's just say the person went with me, looked at me, and after I said, I can't believe this happened, they said, I can, because you've always went through things that to most people would make no sense, but I've witnessed them, and it makes sense, so it's not too surprising. You were meant to see that movie for a reason, and instead of taking a long time to figure out why, we didn't even get out of the lot, and it all made sense, and it was the most incredible thing. That if it was the lottery, one in a billion, I would have been the lottery winner.